Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show. I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor, founder of the full-service rental real estate company called Morris Invest. You can learn more about going to morrisinvest.com. We've got tons of great resources and blog posts, as well as our financial freedom cheat sheet, which is totally free. I would encourage all of you to go and grab that at morrisinvest.com/freedom. Hey, on our show today, we've got our Q&A episode where you ask us questions and we try to answer them here. Anything that's related to real estate, taxes, passive income, financing, all of that we try to tackle here. So we've got three great questions from three great listeners. You can leave us a question as well. Try to keep it to like 30 seconds if you would. Just go to our website, morrisinvest.com, and there's a big microphone button right on the right side of the screen. Just click that and record your voicemail question, and we will attempt to answer it here on the show. So let's dive into it without further ado on this Monday. Our first question comes to us from Giuseppe.
Hey, Clayton, this is Giuseppe. I'm from Rochester Hills, Michigan. Hey, I want to let you know that I've been watching your videos, especially on HELOC, and I have about $80,000 in equity in my current house. It's my primary house. You know, I spoke to the mortgage company, or we'll just say I spoke to the bank, and you know, they said roughly, on a rough estimate, they could give me about $80,000 in a home equity line of credit. However, you know, I've been watching your videos. I'm really interested in using this equity into another, you know, into a rental property, but my only concern is, do interest rates change drastically with a HELOC? So 1 month you could be paying, you know, X amount of dollar monthly payment, and then the next month all of a sudden your interest rate can go through the roof, and then you're paying something else. So if you could clarify that, that'd be great.
Thank you, Giuseppe, for the question. That's a great question. How does interest rates on a home equity line of credit work? You know, how does interest rates on a HELOC work? And so you're on to something really important. A typical HELOC has a variable interest rate, a typical HELOC. Most of the HELOCs that are out there, meaning the interest that you pay on the balance you owe, can rise and fall based on market conditions, right? So we know, right, if the Fed raises rates in the next few weeks, which Jerome Powell said he was going to do just the other day, we are going to raise rates by the end of March, then the market will be in changes, right? So the market will now change and HELOC rates will follow because the federal benchmark rate is the rate by which everything else follows. So you can bet your booty that mortgage rates will also follow. Credit card rates will also follow. But there are also fixed rate HELOC offers out there as well. Okay. So that's where the fixed rate HELOC differs from the variable rate HELOC. It has a fixed interest rate, which can save you from big changes in the market and potentially help you save a lot of money. Now, a fixed rate HELOC is considered kind of like a hybrid of the home equity loan and a HELOC because it allows you to lock in a portion or all of your balance at a fixed interest rate. And then, of course, it protects you against these Federal Reserve moves where there's market fluctuations that can impact the rates. You know, when you have a fixed rate HELOC, you can withdraw as much or as little as you want. So you're getting $80,000, Giuseppe, in your question there. Again, you have access to that as a credit line. Remember, you start out with zero. So you're not pulling out the full 80. You know, you can use as much or as little as you like any given time. So with that 80,000, that's about two down payments. I always think of our properties at Morris Invest, but that's like two down payments on two rental properties. Brand new construction rental properties using that HELOC. So yes, that's a no-brainer. You know, a lot of times people get HELOCs to do fix-ups on their own house. You know, that's fine. But at the end of the day, I want to take that equity that I'm sitting in, and I want to use that as a way to start to create passive income, right? You cannot eat equity. So if you're sitting on that equity in your house that you live in, don't put it back into your house by upgrading your kitchen. I mean, I don't want to tell you what to do. It's, you know, it's not my money, but I'm not a financial advisor, but my gosh, if I had that kind of money in that situation, I would absolutely do what I've done in the past, which is take that HELOC and buy investment properties. Now I've turned that equity into cash flow, you know? So unlike a variable rate HELOC, the interest rate on any amount you use will have the same interest rate applied throughout the draw period that you've taken it. But here's something you might not have realized, Giuseppe. Banks will often let you flip back and forth between these two financial products. Yes, this is key. So if you're in a variable rate home equity line of credit, you can reach out to the bank and you can ask them to be moved over to a fixed line of credit. And they'll lock in basically a rate at whatever they have at that particular time. So you're not given to these market fluctuations. Basically, you can go where the interest rates best serve you. You know, once you get this vehicle, this product, this financial product, you're not locked in for the next 80 years. You know, you can switch. You can move things around. You know, and I think this comes from in financial intelligence and financial education. You know, you always want to be shopping around for different financial products because these banks are in competition with one another. There's no reason why you can't flip between these different products and just have that conversation. Yes, the variable rate home equity line of credit is way more popular. It's more, you know, they're going to make more money on it, right? But you can flip between that and a fixed rate home equity line of credit. You don't have to be embarrassed, you know, if you suffer from anxiety or you've got chronic pain or you have trouble sleeping. So many Americans suffer from so many of these things and they turn to other kinds of medicines that just haven't worked for them. And that's why there's been such an increase in the amount of people using microdosing. In fact, Michael Pollan wrote an amazing book on the power of psychedelics in small amounts to overcome incredible painful obstacles in our lives. That you probably heard about microdosing. You might not even know what it's about, though. If you search around a little bit on the internet, you're going to find all sorts of people are starting to microdose to feel healthier and perform better. And our show today is sponsored by Microdose Gummies. Microdose Gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just the right amount of good. I mean, they do taste and they feel amazing. I've used them to help me get in the zone when trying to get some nice night's sleep or when I had really bad shoulder pain. And taking them really helped me get over the shoulder pain to the point where, well, it's gone now, but it felt great almost immediately. Really helps you chill out, sleep like a baby. I mean, they are a 10 out of 10 for me. I'm telling you what, you've got to give it a shot. Microdose is available nationwide, all across the United States. And to learn more about microdosing THC, just do a quick search online. Just do a little Google search. Do your own due diligence on this. Or you can go to their website, go to microdosegummies.com and use the code INVESTING to get free shipping and 30% off your first order. Just try it. Just try it for the first time and see how this can improve, whether you need a creative boost, you know, just want to enjoy the moment, sleep better, get rid of some of that chronic pain. And maybe it's that you like work out and you can't recover quickly enough. This is an amazing way to do that. The science is in on microdosing. I want you to go to their website and check it out, microdosegummies.com, and use the code INVESTING. Check them out today. And our next question comes to us from Lamar.
Hey, Clayton, this is Lamar from Rochester, New York. I have a quick question. I'm hearing that only self-directed IRA accounts can get approved for non-recourse loans. Is there any truth to that? Thank you.
Thank you, Lamar. So the question is around non-recourse financing. Is it only available to those people who are buying a property inside of a self-directed retirement vehicle? And the answer is no, that is not the case. That is a very popular way of doing that. But for instance, at Morris Invest, we work with a lot of international investors, and they don't have a US-based retirement account. So the way around them living overseas and not having set up with all of the financial entities and so forth that you might have in the United States is that they're able to get non-recourse financing on the property. So they're not using a self-directed IRA. They're simply using non-recourse financing. So we've got whole videos here on the channel about non-recourse financing. If you're unfamiliar with non-recourse, it's a powerful way of investing. Our team, we work with a number. So what I would do, Lamar, is just have a conversation with our team. Just book a free call with us at Morris Invest. Totally free. We'll jump on the phone with you for 30 minutes at the calendar date of your choosing. Just go to our website, click on the book a call button, and we'll walk you through the different financial products that the banks that we work with. We work with over 100 different banks. It used to be 60 about 2 years ago. Now we work with over 100 different banks, and many of them have non-recourse loans that we're able to deploy for a lot of our clients. Yeah, and it could be in a situation where, and I'm not saying this is your situation, Lamar, at all, but let's say you have shaky credit. Your credit score isn't quite where you want it to be. Well, the reason non-recourse financing is so powerful is because it's not tied to your personal credit. And therefore, you're able to get a loan based on the asset itself, not based on your personal credit history. So again, that's another attractive reason why non-recourse financing is so powerful. Maybe you're an international investor. You don't have the United States entities set up. It doesn't matter. And so there are multiple ways that you can use a non-recourse financing loan in order to acquire rental properties. So I would encourage you to go to our website. We also have full videos on non-recourse financing here on the channel. We'll make sure those are linked up in the description below. Go and check those videos out for a deeper dive on non-recourse financing inside of a self-directed IRA and outside of a self-directed IRA. Today's episode is brought to you by Crowd Health. You know that 250,000 people with health insurance went bankrupt last year due to medical costs? Yeah, the system is broken, and there's nothing stopping these insurance companies and hospitals from continuing to raise prices. That's the state of healthcare in the United States of America. But thanks to today's sponsor, Crowd Health, you can use the power of a community to make healthcare affordable. Now, there's a problem with insurance, right? Because with insurance, you actually pay huge premiums for these high deductibles, which means on top of the thousands that you're paying to keep your plan, you end up paying thousands more before the insurance even kicks in a penny. Isn't that crazy? You know, 1 in 6 claims are denied by healthcare.gov plans. No wonder so many people choose to take their chances without insurance. Really, really troubling. Crowd Health is putting the community back in community healthcare and giving its members access to high-quality care for up to 60% less in the entire process. You pay one low monthly total to fund your account and get access to Crowd Health Community, less than $200 a month for most people. 100% of your monthly contribution directly funds and reduces the healthcare costs of the whole community. You're going to pay the first $500 of a health event. The rest gets submitted to the Crowd Health Community members for funding. And unlike insurance, you're not limited by doctor networks when looking for care. Really great. Don't let healthcare costs stand between you and your future. Join Crowd Health today. Right now, you can get your first 6 months for just $99 per month. That's right. That's almost 50% off the normal price and a lot less than those high deductible healthcare plans. And don't even get me started on those COBRA plans. Are you kidding me? $99 per month? Holy smokes. Just go to joincrowdhealth.com and use the promo code investing at the signup prompt. Okay, that the website again, just so you write this down, very important. It's join. You have to put the word join. Joincrowdhealth.com, promo code investing when you're signing up. You know, CrowdHealth is not health insurance. It's a totally different way of paying for healthcare. Terms and conditions may apply. All right, our next question comes to us from Trevor.
Hi, Clayton. My name is Trevor. I'm located here in Florida, and I am in the process of getting a pre-approval for purchasing a duplex, and I wanted to know what type of mortgage I should request from my mortgage broker for a beginner investor. If you don't mind sharing your thoughts on that, I would greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Trevor. Really good question there about financing as it relates to a purchase of a duplex. So you're lining up, you found a duplex, you're lining up a loan, and you're going through that process. A couple of things I would say. Number one is, does the duplex need any work? You know, are you doing a fixer-upper? Or is this like a brand new construction property? Like we do, like I said, we do duplexes at our company at Morris Invest, but they're new construction. So they're built from the ground up. The tenants are then placed in the property, and then our clients purchase the property. So you might be in a situation where you could get a construction loan. I mean, if the property needs a lot of work, you could be working with a bank and saying, hey, I this is where we're at right now, but I would like an extra sunk amount to do the renovations on the property. So I don't know the situation with your duplex. In that case, you may want to have that conversation with your bank about a construction loan. If it's great and it doesn't need any work, hallelujah, that's wonderful. Then I would just look straight at doing a conventional loan process. Depending on how many properties you currently own, remember up to 10 properties under your own personal name. So if you don't have any other rental properties, you're in a good situation right there. Great. I would go the conventional loan route. I mean, interest rates are so stinking low right now. You can get up to 10 properties under your own name using traditional conventional financing. Sky's the limit on that. There's also, as I mentioned in my last caller here, if you're watching the full video here on, you know, on non-recourse financing, it depends on your situation. You know, if you had an opportunity where maybe your credit is not as good as it was, it could be, you know, maybe going the route of non-recourse financing is also an option. Talking with banks about providing non-recourse financing on that property, meaning they're not going to look at you and your personal credit situation. They're going to look straight at the property itself. And the reason they're going to give a loan on this property is because it's in a great neighborhood. It's in a great school district. It's got great upside potential, and they don't care about you. Like if you skip town, Trevor, and you disappear to Guatemala or something, that's okay. The bank realizes that this asset is awesome. You know, I always like to think of non-recourse financing as like an extra set of eyeballs, right? Think about when you get conventional financing on a property, right? You're coming down with like 20%, 25% down out of your pocket, right? But the bank is putting up the bulk of the money. So the bank is actually on the hook for the most of it, right? They're taking the biggest risk here. You are not, okay? Now, the bank in conventional financing is going to do, they're going to do their appraisal, they're going to do their inspection, and then they're going to give you a loan. So they're going to do their own assessment of the property. Okay, that's conventional. Now, non-recourse like takes it a step further. I mean, they're doing their appraisals. They're doing all their checks on the property. They're making sure that it's as good as, you know, you say it is. They don't care what you think. They're going to go look at the property and do their own homework on the demographics and everything. Non-recourse financing takes it even further because during the construction phase of a property, I mean, they are making sure that this property is in the best school districts. They are there watching the construction. They are then signing off on the tenant going in the property with the property management team. Like there's a whole lot of extra things non-recourse financing does to protect you as an investor. I mean, they're going to do way more checks than you can because they know this business inside and out. So non-recourse to me is a really great way of acquiring properties. And then you can go beyond that 10 property limit as well. So 10 properties under your name, non-recourse, they make you buy it in an LLC. So that's a way to go around the personal name limitation of 10 properties. So again, Trevor, I don't know the condition of this property, but you know, if this were me, and I'm not a financial advisor, but if this were my property, I'd probably be looking at straight up traditional conventional financing as a way of doing this. And then if you're already at that 10 property limit, think about non-recourse financing and go from there. That would be my suggestion. And again, if it needs work, consider a construction loan and talk to them about doing additional fixes to the property. And they're going to give you an equity amount based on where they think the after repair value of that property will be. I hope you found that helpful. We have tons of great resources on our website. Go to morrisinvest.com. You can leave us a voicemail question there just by clicking on the little microphone icon. And if you'd like to book a call with our team, if you're getting ready to invest in real estate, we are building over 500 homes this year with our team. That is single families and duplexes, brand new construction built from the ground up in the best rental markets in the country with tenants moving in or in place at closing. This is vital and financing built in. So you don't have to worry about finding the financing and all of that. Book a call with our team and we're happy to take you through our entire process. Until next time, everyone, go out there, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.